Welcome to the Ether. Today is Saturday, May 21st, 2022. Today on the Ether, OGS talks Poppin' Puffins and Terra Luna Algorand collabs. Let's take a listen.
Poppin' Puffins to join us. This space has just started, but here.
Yo, bro, while waiting, what's going, how have you been, man? It's been a while since I talked to you.
Oh, I've been good. I'm at a little event right now in LA. Just been working, kind of got over the flu about a week ago. That was fun. Doing stuff with OGS. We're making some progress there. We're expanding. We're going to try doing some Twitter spaces from here on out, I guess, if this one goes well. If everything goes according to plan, then yeah, we might be transitioning the Fireside Chats over to Twitter.
I highly recommend Twitter, bro.
Yeah. I think it'll be nice for us, honestly, because they have a built-in recording feature.
Not only that, too, but if I follow you, I automatically get the notification. So once you start building that giant following, I mean, it's just going to spread like wildfire.
Oh, that's good to know that you get the notification when I post these things, huh?
Uh-huh. That's how I join so fast.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, cool.
How's your Catan skills? Are you able to beat Chris in Catan yet?
No.
Dude, he's pretty freaking good at Catan, man.
He's a monster.
Yeah, bro.
And the worst part is he'll play with my girlfriends, and then he'll be like, go ahead, betray him. Betray him and join me. And I'm like, no, don't listen to him. Yeah.
My mom was a psychologist, and honestly, I feel like her psychology skills really went towards my brother and I growing up, because he is just a master of how you think in the game of Catan.
Yeah, he is annoyingly good at manipulating people into giving him resources.
Oh, absolutely, dude. But aside that, man, life treating you well? You and your family doing all right?
Yeah. Everyone's good. I mean, everyone's a little bit sick and under the weather now because I spread the flu to everybody. But thankfully, it's not COVID. We got tested.
All right, cool.
And that's the bullet dodge, I guess. We can handle the flu.
Yeah. Hopefully, it's not the monkeypox. That's becoming a big thing now over in New York.
Oh, I think I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Do you know more about that? I haven't heard too much.
I haven't heard too much, aside the fact that New York City, from what I read, I think this morning, that they're contemplating lockdown if it gets worse.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
so it's bad.
It's apparently pretty bad. I don't know much about the virus and the side effects of it, but what I do know is it does have its repercussions, apparently.
Monkey pox? That just sounds dangerous.
I thought it was made up, but apparently it's legit, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I thought it was made up too. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, no, I'm not just gonna hop on your first Twitter space and give you a fake made up virus.
Right. Just be like, yeah, guys, by the way, this is spreading. Be afraid of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, man, I'm excited. Hopefully you enjoy Twitter spaces and start doing it moving forward, because I'll be honest, man, a lot of my free time nowadays are on Twitter spaces just because of how simple it is.
Yeah, it seems pretty straightforward. I don't love the fact that it doesn't seem like there's anywhere for anyone to type questions.
Yeah, that is definitely a downside. But that's where you, the host, or maybe down the road, you find your best co-host to kind of maneuver how you want to organize your Twitter space. But that is a very good point. And then one feature, too, I believe is only host can do it, is on the top of it, you can share links whenever very good topics of discussion to where you want to provide link to your guest happen as well.
Yeah, I like that. That is actually a really nice feature, because what we were doing in OGS is we were just posting it in the general chat, letting the whole server see what was going on. But it would be cool to have a very specialized area for it.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
Do you know if they, when you record these, does it show the pinned messages as well?
That I don't know, because I've never recorded before. Every time I host the space, I make it private. I mean, granted, this is an actual forum, you know, so you should record it. But most of the Twitter spaces I host are definitely straight degen talk. And sometimes people make inappropriate comments to where I'm like, I don't want to record them saying that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that is fair. Prove someone, new speaker, cool.
Hey, Gnome, I sent you a DM on Discord. If you got a minute, when you got a minute, go check it out. It's kind of like, want to show you something.
Okay. I will pop over there. Oh, I see you got me a link. Okay. Check out that. All right.
Hey, Gnome, I didn't...
Don't be too loud about that link yet.
All right, all right. I won't say anything, because I know this might be top secret here.
I didn't come up here to speak. I just wanted to let you know that it does retain all of the links that you attach when you record the spaces. And so,
oh, perfect.
And something you might want to consider, Gnome, is if you have like a co-host, you might want to monitor your Discord and let people type in questions there. Have the co-host ask them something along those lines.
Ooh, that is a good idea.
But anyway, I'll step down. I'm just here to listen.
All right, feel free to speak anytime you like. Let's see, we got a decent number of people in here already. But no puffins. Where are the puffins? Go check on them real quick.
Was anybody here actually invested in Luna?
Yeah, I lost about $750,000.
I'm really sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, it was not a good thing to wake up to.
I heard that there's, well, I don't know for sure, but I've heard there might be a relief fund. I don't know how well that's going to go, but I mean, I've been hearing whispers about that.
I also hear, too, that their devs are going to, the ones that actually want to stay are going to try and create a new ecosystem in lieu of that, to where previous Terra holders are taken care of to some sort. My friend Jimmy lost $4 million and he was explaining that to me. And I was like, my God.
Right? People lost just unfathomable amounts of money.
This is the largest, you know, disaster really in crypto so far, I would say, especially for like stable coins, you know. I mean, they're supposed to be stable, but I mean, you know, it just sucks that like they had to spend that Bitcoin to try to prop up the price initially, and then like the algorithmic part of the Luna deal just kind of took over and then just death spiraled, you know. It's terrible. I was watching what do you call that guy on YouTube? He breaks it down a lot.
It's quite a few of those.
Shit. God. What is his name? Hold on, I'll be back.
Cryptos R Us, maybe. Okay, anyway. HR Puffins is here. Puffin stuff.
Hey guys, I just saw that you were doing the space. We didn't have you on our calendar, at least not the group one. So I thought I'd pop in since I was available and most of the teams in Europe and asleep. So
well,
I
thank
know.
Goodness you came. Yeah, I messaged the Puffins Twitter, I don't know, multiple times over this last week, you know. I know the messages are red, so.
Yeah, no, Coffee Zilla was the name I was looking for.
Okay, Coffee Zilla. I don't think I've ever listened to them.
Highly recommend.
He's a great.
Okay, so the general trend I'm getting here is that I should listen to this guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, check out Coffee Zilla on YouTube.
Okay. HR Puffin stuff. Do you want to tell us a bit more about the Puffins since you're, you know, representing them here?
Yeah, sure thing. So our first initial mint started in November last year, and we went for about a full month. Initially, it was supposed to be like 9,300, and we minted about 52. So the rest of the puffins ended up getting burnt, but it kind of started off with Little Auk and Olifants being really into, they're both graffiti artists and wanting to bring that into a new platform and kind of go from there. So they work together in Iceland quite a bit once a year for some projects, and they kind of brainstormed and came up with the puffin idea and went from there. So that's kind of how everything started back in November.
That's really cool. So do they both live in Iceland, or are they just there to collaborate?
They're just there to collaborate. There's a couple festivals there every fall that they both kind of work with. And so that's how they got together.
Wow, okay. That is interesting. John, would you mind muting your mic? I think it might be picking up a little feedback.
Yeah, probably. I'm not set up for too much of this. So I've just got my earbuds in walking around. So sorry if the sound's not great.
No, that's okay. I'm literally on my cell phone. So
yeah. So, you know, we've had a couple other projects released since then. We had our eels that we minted a couple of months ago that are kind of a little bit dirty, a little bit less pretty than the puffins. And so those came along just kind of as like food for the puffins, but we're kind of friends, but kind of not. So frenemies, bit of a storyline there. We also had airdrops of space helmets to all the puffin holders not that long after the original mint. So we've got a few collections out there, and we're going to work on kind of transitioning those over to Algo with new mints so we can fund the projects we were working on after we all got wrecked. I think we ended up with about $30,000 left after everything. So we have enough operating for the next couple months, but not a lot. So that's kind of the basic rundown on where we're at so far. Are there any questions that I can answer for you?
Yeah. Well, first of all, how many members are on the team?
So the main team is just two people, and they're still working their fiat job. Zima Zima Pro has been the community manager and moderator since the beginning. So he's taken on some more organizational roles. And then there's Danska is our game dev, and Haunchy is doing, he does kind of like graphics and video and things. And he's always been doing some of that stuff for us. And then we have another group of kind of volunteers that are colony leads, because we have these four traits in the collection, Wave, Glacier, Lava, and Aurora, which are different kind of elemental traits. And each of those have their own subgroups. So if you own one of the puffins that has one of those traits, or eel, then you're in that subgroup. Oh. We have leaders of each of those groups. So they're kind of involved. I'm kind of a general ambassador, so I'm not technically team at this point, but really enjoyed the project and kind of jumped into it. This was my first NFT project and just really fell in love with the puffins. So I got excited about it and hang out a bunch. And I think that's, feel like that's it. So we've probably got somewhere around 10 people, only two of which are actual founders and main team, and the rest of us are all just kind of volunteers at this point in time.
That's actually really cool. Can you tell me more about the traits? I actually own one of the lava ones.
Oh, yeah. So initially, you know, it's kind of been challenging because with everything that happened, we were starting to get into building these different colony groups. And so the kind of original idea that this came from was that we wanted to have these groups that did different activities. And so, like, for example, the surf puffins, the wave puffins would be kind of the group that is involved in like maybe sponsoring surfers or going on beach trips or those sorts of things and taking on that personality. And so we were starting to work on building up those personalities among the groups and figuring out where they would go. Because it's kind of up to the holders and what they want to do to figure it all out. And then all this happens, and we've kind of fall by the wayside. But we have, with the plan moving forward from here, which is super cool because it's giving us a chance to kind of start over and figure out what went wrong the first time as far as organization and do a better job this time. But moving forward from here, there's going to be a percentage of each mint that goes into a community expense fund. So each of those colonies can plan events or do giveaways or anything along those lines and solicit money out of the community expense fund. The first main event that we've got planned is going to be this fall in Iceland, where holders are going to be invited to come and meet up, and we'll have a big party that we're working on planning. But that's not specific to colonies. That'll still just be coming out of the community expense fund.
That is actually really, really cool. So you're saying the lava colony can go ahead and visit a volcano one day?
If that's what the lava colony decides they want to do, yeah.
Going to Hawaii.
There's plenty of volcanoes in Iceland. There's one that was erupting for quite a while last year. Last year, the year before? I don't know. But yeah, plenty that's of volcanoes true. Around. So
but Hawaii. But yeah, no, Iceland makes a lot more sense for puffins. Okay. I really like that idea, that whole concept of the separating the NFTs into different colonies. That it almost furthers your ecosystem a little bit.
Yeah, it really does. It's allowing holders to really be more engaged in the project. It's not just about what they're giving you. We get to help build as well from being a part of it. And then it really generates more interest and more, I don't want to say attachment, but I guess attachment to the community because we're actually doing stuff together. And we do want to start getting more in real life events in different areas. I've been maintaining a map of where different holders are so we can try and pinpoint areas, at least the people who want to tell me where they are. So that we've got a good group of people kind of in Europe, and there's a good group of people in like Southeast Asia. In the US, everyone's pretty spread out, but it helps with trying to figure out where to put events because we can see where people are and when they might be able to meet up. So looking forward to being able
that's really cool.
Get into that. Yeah.
Fantastic. Dale, I know you wanted to speak. Go ahead and say your piece if you'd like to talk.
Hey, yeah. I was just like coming on because, you know, I see Algorand and I joined. And like, I just wanted to come up and, I don't know, just say g'day mostly. It's good to see the Poppin' Puffins like really coming up and like really being accepted into the community. I guess the main thing I really just wanted to say was that like in about 40 minutes, I'm going to have a space for my auction that's happening on like on AlgoX NFT, and like I could pin it up maybe if you wanted me to, but if you don't want me to, that's fine too, just to keep it clean. But yeah, I guess I just wanted to share that. That's coming up sort of soon. Like the auction ends in about 2 hours, and so I'm gonna have a space just before it, and just while the auction ends.
Go ahead, pin it up. You know, LGS is always willing to help other projects out. That's kind of our main gimmick, is we help other people. So by all means, please go ahead and post it up in the top of the Twitter space.
Cheers, dude. Thanks heaps. Also, like, I don't think I've met you yet. Like, what do you get up to? I see you got a Corvus and stuff, but are you like a collector or a creator?
Oh,
what's your story?
I'm one of the co-founders of Akita Inu. So I helped Akita get started.
Yeah, right. That's heaps cool.
Nice, yeah, man. And I'm an NFT OG. I've been in the space in 5 days. I'll officially been an algo holder for 2 years.
Oh wow, that's actually like a proper amount of time. Yeah, nice.
No, yeah, I'm one of the originals here. I mean, I was part of the Algorand official subreddit, one of the under 3,000 members. I'm one of the moderators there. I've been a moderator since they first recruited moderators. I was one of the first batch of people that they recruited to be moderators. I own like 600 something NFTs. Something absurd.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so like, geez, you would have seen some changes over those 2 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I joined the Algo NFT Marketplace on Reddit and there was under 60 members there.
Yeah, wow. It's crazy to think like how fast this has moved. Because I've been in here maybe like 6 months. And yeah, the amount of change that I've seen, just like say with marketplaces and the amount of projects coming out and just like the, you know, the main people that rock up to Twitter Spaces and stuff. It's been really interesting to see that growth and that change over the last few months. Can't even imagine over like the 2 years what would have happened. But yeah, no, it's nice to meet you, dude.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Actually, I watched as the Algorand official subreddit went from 6,000 members to 60,000 in 1 year. And that was incredible. Crazy. That was just incredible. Yeah. I was just like, this is amazing. I mean, we're getting actually like, we're building a community here.
Yeah, that's crazy. And now seeing Algo up on like billboards and stuff and on the mainstream sort of news now and then, geez. But sorry, Flip, you got your hand up. How you going, dude?
Oh, I'm good. I just had a question for HR Puffin. So I've spent some time in y'all's Discord, and every once in a while, like there's this picture with runes printed above it. And I asked in Discord, how am I supposed to read this? Is there like a Rosetta Stone that I need to know about to understand the writing, or is it just a meme of some sort that I'm not understanding?
Well, I think the original way that started out is it was a puzzle. And so the Great Auk is like the Puffin God. And so when you summon him by typing Auk, exclamation Auk in the Discord, the little items come up. They are actually Icelandic runes. So if you do want to try and translate them, you might want to pull out a rune translator, and that may help you. But there's usually a little bit of a game involved with them. So,
see, I thought they were Icelandic, but I didn't want to be racist to Icelanders, so I didn't bring it up.
Yeah, thank you. That was my only thing. I was like, I want to know what this says, and I didn't know if it was going to be funny or a puzzle or something like that. And you know, being new to y'all's Discord, I was just curious, and thank you for that.
Yeah, when I first joined the Discord back in November, it took me about 3 weeks to figure it out, and I was embarrassed to ask. And then when I finally asked, everybody helped. Most of the community is super friendly, so if you ever have any questions, nobody's going to make you feel dumb. we're not that type of crew, so everyone's there to help.
Oh, definitely. I never felt that way. I did ask, but you know, like there's a lot going on, and my question might have just got, you know, moved to the top and just gone, and you know, nobody ever answered. But since you're in here, I figured I'd ask. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So do you know anything about the Puffin's plans for minting on Algorand? Like, is there going to be a set price for the mints? How many do you plan on minting? That kind of stuff.
We're still working through all of that. The current plan is that current Terra Puffin holders are going to have a free mint for each Puffin that they hold. And so we're working on collecting all of that information and the people that are interested in doing that. Obviously, it's been less than 2 weeks since everybody lost everything. So we're trying to give it a little bit more time. And once we have a better idea of how many people are coming over from that, then we'll be able to adjust the mint size and sort out pricing and things. I think the block party that we're having tomorrow is also going to be a good spot for community feedback, because we're still filling out the Algorand space. Our initial mint back in November was 25 UST a puffin, and then when we did the eels, they were 50 UST. So we're again still trying to fill out the ecosystem and figure out operational expenses for the year and get all that stuff sorted out. But I think we'll have some answers for you coming up in the next week or so.
That's fantastic to hear. When is this block party?
Tomorrow, Sunday, depending, I guess, on where you are. It's not tomorrow. Sunday, 3 p.m. UTC. It's going to be in the Puffin Discord. So if you guys haven't joined that, come on in. We'll have a radio channel open. We've got probably 4 or 5 projects from Terra and potentially another 4 coming from Algo, where we'll do interviews and just kind of get to know each other so Terra can get to know the Algo space and Algo can get to learn a little bit more about us. So just kind of like a, hey, come get to know us. There'll be giveaways happening. So coming at least a 3-hour event. So we're coming for anything, but it should be a good time for all of us to kind of hang out and get to know each other a little bit better.
Awesome. That sounds really cool. I mean, I'd love to come stop by, maybe represent OGS there.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's in charge of the whole speaker list, but definitely come by. I think that my understanding is Little Ock already has a kind of schedule, but
I mean, I would assume right so the day before.
He's asleep right now, so I can't reach out to him. But yeah, stop by. You can definitely, there'll be a chat channel open as well, specific to the block party. So everyone can show up, drop their questions in there, and we'll try to get as many answered as we can.
Excellent. Okay. So I'm going to drop a little bit of info about OGS for those of you who don't know my project. OGS is meant to be the gateway to Algorand for newcomers. It's supposed to be a place where you can come and find resources on over 100 different projects. We have currently 128 different creators in there. You can speak to all of them directly, including people like Talon, the lead developer from the Para Wallet. He answers pretty much everyone's questions very quickly. So it's just a cool place to hang out and get to know the Algorand community and see what is being built here. Estate, I know you wanted to be a speaker, so go ahead and say your piece.
Hello, everyone. Good morning from here.
Good morning.
So basically, the project is basically on visualizing real estate into actual real estate and creating passive incomes for our holders and our members.
So, similar to what Lofty is doing?
I got to check on Lofty recently, and I found some quite similarities, but not really that of the same nature. But we are closely alike, but not the same nature. Lofty is based on tokenization. We are based on non-fungible tokens.
So you're basing yourselves off of regular tokens rather than NFTs?
You see?
You're basing your project off of a regular cryptocurrency rather than an NFT.
It's basically on NFT, but we would have a token launch, but that won't be now. That will be on an agreed date, but not now.
Okay. Do you have anything you want to share with us as far as progress being made on your project or stuff like that?
Well, currently we are working into developing our community. We are working into partnership and legalization within my country in sense of looking for real companies to partner with. And also we are currently organizing our contracts to which we could be able to aid small businesses and gain profit from those businesses and send back to our members, which is our NFT holders. So it's more like a generative platform. We are on business on every daily basis, but through the NFT community.
Okay, very cool. Thank you for coming and speaking with us.
Okay.
HR Puffin stuff. I do have more questions for you. what are you most excited about coming over to Algorand? You personally, not just for the Puffins.
Me personally, I don't know that I have an amazing answer for that. I am definitely not a dev or a crypto person. I'm a normal type human that fell into this and just really enjoyed the people that I was meeting. So I guess right now it's good to get to meet more people. It's obviously a pretty quick learning curve, but I do really appreciate how welcoming everybody's been and how helpful. It's really nice to have everyone so excited to have us come over and help support us to do that. And also, you know, hopefully we're talking to some other projects on Terra that are deciding if they're going to move or not. And so, you know, I think that welcoming aspect as compared to like Sol or ETH really just makes it a lot happier place to be. Because Terra was really like that too. A lot of people were into collabing and sharing space and helping each other succeeding to vibe. compared to some of the other options that are available out there.
Yeah, Algorand definitely has a very tight-knit community compared to other cryptocurrencies. Dale, I see you have your hand raised.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I was going to head out and start my Twitter space. For anybody that's interested, it was just going to be me talking a little bit about the artworks in the auction, and then like the final few minutes was given updates. But honestly, it'll just be a general chat and probably just a checkup with everybody to see how everybody's going. So if you wanted to drop in, you can. Like, it'd be cool to catch up with anybody. Like, I know some of the people in the listeners. So if you drop in, say good day. Like, it's always cool to hear from you. So I'll catch you guys later. But thanks for hosting the space. And nice to see you all.
Good to talk to you, Dale. So HR Puffin stuff, have you started exploring the Algorand ecosystem at all? Like using stuff like Tinyman or, you know, Rand Gallery, stuff like that?
You know, I did buy my first Algo NFT this morning.
Ooh, what'd you get?
I got one of the crazy goose boots.
Flock. Nice. Yeah. I had like 53 of them.
Oh, yeah. So I grabbed one of those and I picked up just a couple of other random ones that I thought looked cool. I can't even remember the names. There's one that's, there's some frogs that look like they're cross stitched, and I just thought they were funny.
So I didn't get a Nick head because those ones are expensive, but the little nits are going at a great price right now.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap. I can't quite handle getting into an Algoana or a Mango right now. definitely a little strapped on funds as far as that goes.
If you want a Mango, hit me up. I got like 35 of them.
Oh, seriously? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and I got five Gowanas.
Yeah, I had a bunch of, you know, the blue chip projects on Terra that are now worth $5 instead of the $5,000 they were worth. So it hurts a lot, but it's okay. We'll be okay. We're going to make it. So that's pretty much all I've really done so far is getting into the looking at the NFTs today, because so much has just been planning the last week and trying to figure out what's happening. I'm trying to figure out all the coins. I'm seeing stuff about Acorn and Shrimp, and just every time something comes up, like, okay, what YouTube channel do I go watch? So any tips you have, we'd love to.
Yeah, so, well, you can't buy shrimp. Shrimp are not for sale. Shrimp are only rewarded to Yieldly and Mingo holders. But Acorn's a cool one. I'll go Squirrel, nice guy. There are a lot of really cool NFT projects. There are a lot of really cool ASAs. Like, one that I would suggest looking into is BirdBot. BirdBot is doing a lot of really cool stuff. They're a serious project that not enough people are paying attention to, I think. As far as NFTs are concerned, you should definitely get a Corvus. I'm going to show Corvus. I have like 22 Corvuses and I love each and every one of them. And those aren't nearly as expensive as some of the other ones. Like, a Corvus is much cheaper than a Mingo. Not that I have anything as Mingo. I have 35 of those. Oh no, I see you talking, but I don't hear anything. Can anybody else hear HR Puffin stuff?
No, really.
I don't know if you guys can hear me now. My internet's been going in and out. Like I said, I wasn't planning to be here and just dropped in. So I think I should probably head out. My phone's going to die soon too. but we'll be around. And if you guys want to stop by and ask more questions.
Okay. I heard most of that and then you cut out. So I am going to go ahead and say that we are probably going to end this space in the next minute or so. It was a nice short space, our first Twitter space, and I think it went pretty well. Thank you all for coming, especially thank you, HR Puff and stuff. I really appreciate the fact that you stopped in. All right. I will see you guys, I guess, next time. These are going to be hosted every Saturday at 4 p.m. PST. Oh, hey, True You, what's up before we end this thing?
Oh, yeah. I had to jump in while driving. Can you hear me better now?
Yes. Beautiful.
Just wanted to jump in at the last minute, make sure that everybody knows to jump into the TrueU giveaways currently going on. We've got a ton going on here in Telegram and on Twitter and even Reddit.
Yeah, please check that out. TrueU is doing an awesome like giveaway week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the whole True Joy week. It's freaking amazing. The most interactivity we've seen in the Algorand ecosystem in a very long time. Definitely something we're going to try to work into future as well, kind of highlighting different projects and things like that.
Awesome. All right, yeah. Guys, please check out TrueU. Hop on their Discord. They are a really cool project. I own a ton of it, so fair disclaimer there. But I really like what they're doing. They're building a way to find love on the blockchain.
Yeah, absolutely. Tokenized matching, VR dating, different allocation scripts. Like we have a gifting a contract that's implemented into our dApp. We just finished the major milestone 4 of our Flutter DApp of 5. And smart contracts are already done, so we're about to test them on testnet here in the next few days.
Oh, I am excited. All right. Anything else you wanted to go ahead and tell us before I end this Twitter space?
Let's see. No, I think that was pretty much all the big highlights. We're going to have our bi-weekly here on Monday, so we'll have a lot more to share then.
Great. Thank you so much for hopping on. And thank you, everybody who came.
Always happy to hang out with Noam.
Always good to talk to you, too. All right, everybody. I'm ending this Twitter space. Again, thank you so much for attending our very first OGS Twitter space. There shall be more.
Peace out, y'all.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was OGS Talks Poppin' Puffins and Terra Luna Algorand Collabs, recorded on Saturday, May 21st, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate. Sneaking through back alleys on a little cosplay, Broadway all day, looking like the wrong way. Resuscitating major players in the waiting room, sifting through the paperwork while I be debating fools. Breaking rules, breaking bad, like we always wait for doom. Slayed a few in my early years, often hit the shroom. Sitting in the dark, waiting for the daily news to let us know what we should believe as the latest truth. Stay aloof, writing rhymes in the studio, trying to keep it well lit like filming a movie role. Sorting through support from your endorsements, of course we're tripping balls, handing reports it. The latest proof ain't a way to move, change the view. Just a bunch of peckerheads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2+2. 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 Big thinking energy always gets the best of me. When I kick it in the lab, messing with new recipes. Gotta mix and match, flip the latch, letting rhythm scratch. Dope shit, spitting facts with my vision smashed. Big drip aristocrats, dishing out a list of trash. Missing wisdom, this fish is too big to catch. Better let the missus know where you hid the stash. Watch your next step, bro, before you hit the traps. Walking on eggshells, tripping over landmines. And I'm about done dealing with these damn lies. Man, I'm looking at this planet like a franchise. Chastised into digging holes in the back nine. The latest proof ain't a way to move, change the view. Just a bunch of peckerheads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2+2. 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 Spaces.